The Torah in the end of Parshas Baal Oscha records a episode of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Torah tells us that that Miriam and Aaron were talking about Moshe, and one of the things that they said was they said, is Moshe so unique that only with Moshe Hashem speaks to that only Moshe is really happy? Hashem speaks to all of us, and because Hashem speaks to all of us, so what's so unique, what is so special about Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem's response in Chumash is that Ha'ish Moshe is anav me'od mikol adam, the Moshe has certain qualities, his anivus. And then Hashem, when he goes to speak to Moshe and Miriam, so then as the psukim go on, Hashem actually tells us a little bit about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu as a Navi. Lo kenavdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'eman hu, pe'el daber bo umarev lo b'chidos tunis Hashem yabit, umadua lo yereis medaber ba'avdi b'moshe. Moshe, Hashem Yisbarach says to Aaron and to Miriam, how could you not realize the uniqueness of Moshe as nevuah? In light of this, it seems appropriate here when the Ribono Shalom highlights what makes Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah unique to reflect a little bit upon the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll try to talk about a couple of things. The first is as follows. In what way exactly is the nevuah of Moshe really considered to be somewhat unique? How exactly did Moshe distinguish himself from other Nevi'im? The Rambam in Hakdama de Perek Chelek, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam there talks about four differences between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im. The first, something mentioned in this week's parasha, is that Moshe's prophecy took place when Moshe was awake, Moshe could be standing, as opposed to other Nevi'im that, generally speaking, took place b'shas chalom, b'es shena, when they were sleeping, when they were dreaming. It was not an experience that took place while they were awake. The second distinction is that Baruch Hu, when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was direct. It wasn't al yedei malach. It was really, it wasn't through some sort of a mashal or some sort of a riddle. It was really entirely direct. The second way in which Moshe's nevuah was unique. The third is that the other Nevi'im, says the Rambam, when they would receive nevuah, they would feel like they were almost going to die. They'd be terrified. It would impact their entire body in terms of their experience. Moshe Rabbeinu would be medaber with Hashem, kidaber ish el re'ehu, as if it was a regular conversation. It would not have the same kind of profound, major impact on Moshe Rabbeinu. The fourth is that all the other Nevi'im could only hear from the Ribono Shalom when Hashem Baruch Hu wanted to speak to them. Moshe Rabbeinu, though, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu would want Ruach HaKodesh, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu would want Nevuah, so Moshe Rabbeinu would have the opportunity to do so. In that sense, here in the end of the Parsha, so we do learn about how Moshe is unique. And the Rambam points out, this is the seventh Iker of the Rambam in Yigul Mo'ikarim, is that a person has to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is unique. How is his Nevuah unique? So it's the quality of the Nevuah. The Rambam points out four different things. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu was awake, he could hear directly from Hashem, Kepel Peh. It was like Daber Ishal Re'ehu. It wasn't like this terrifying experience. And also he could do it whenever he wanted. Some of the Mefarshim point out other ways in which Moshe Rabbeinu is actually unique when compared to other people. The Meshech Chachma points out in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos that what makes Moshe Rabbeinu unique, aside from the fact that we have here a chiyuv to believe, began b'chaya aminu le'olam, that we have to believe in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Meshech Chachma asked an interesting question, and in that question he highlights an interesting mahalach in terms of what makes Moshe unique. Ask Meshech Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzava us, while Moshe is still alive, that we're always chayav to believe in the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't it possible, says the Meshech Chachma, that Moshe, yes, b'chira chafshes, isn't it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to decide not to do what Hashem tells him to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to always listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe has Bechira, maybe Moshe is going to tell us the thing that he wasn't told to do. Says Meshech Chachma, no, that part of the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu was that Moshe, in a certain sense, even lost his Bechira. Moshe Rabbeinu became like the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu became like an angel, Akadekach. He did not have normal Bechira. Now, it's important to point out, as if Cooperman points out in his Ha'aros on the Meshech Chachma, that Malachim can also sin. It doesn't mean that there's no sin at all, but it means as far as the way that they function, classically, the way we relate to their Bechira, there's going to be something here which is entirely unique, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's sin is going to be very, very different, because in truth, he really doesn't have that much Bechira. He really is someone who has moved beyond that. I'll point out that it's a bit of an interesting thing, especially for the Meshech Chachma, because the Meshech Chachma thinks that a man's Tzelem Elokim is his Bechira Chafshes. So there's something interesting here about Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to achieve a point of Shleimus where he even, in a certain sense, loses that Bechira. At what point in Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy did Moshe Rabbeinu attain this unique status? At what point did Moshe become a different kind of Nevuah? Hare, it looks like Miriam was not so aware of this. Miriam says, because Baruch Hu says to Aaron, you know, or at least the Vayomru, they said, Halogam Banu Diber, that also Hashem spoke to us. So at what point did Moshe really become unique? So there's two different questions here. One question is, when did Moshe start having Nevuah with such a high degree of clarity? Here you actually find amongst Mefarshim al HaTorah different suggestions. Some of the Mefarshim point out, if you look in the Ramban, in Shmos, Gimel, Hey, if you look in the Sfarnov, look in the Sefer Ikarim and others, it sounds like when Moshe first became a Navi, Lav Dafka, he saw things, that's clearly. That's why B'mareh HaSneh, when Moshe says she's has a revelation done by the burning bush, so there they explain Moshe had to cover his face. Moshe was not yet on the Madrega that he would eventually be at. There are some, the Sfarno thinks that only at Matan Torah did Moshe Rabbeinu really get that level of Nevuah that was much higher. The Ramban and others suggest that he may have gotten it even a little bit earlier when he was commanded maybe to be a Shliach for Hashem to help get Bnei Yisrael out. But it's not clear exactly at what stage Moshe attained this level. But there's another question. At what stage in history did this really become an Iker? At what point did this become, Moshe's unique status became something that was really an Iker? So Rav Chanan in the Biuri HaGadol Sal Derech HaPshat, Rav Chanan Wasserman in Yud Beis Zion has a very, very, I think, important and a very nice Ha'ara in this week's Parsha. He points out, and understand, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, Tes Zion Yud, that Miriam messes up in this week's parsha. She messes up with the Chayt of Lashon Hara. That's how the Rambam describes, that's what we are, generally speaking, familiar with as far as the sin of Miriam. Ask Rav Chanan is a simple question. L'chore, the sin that Miriam performed was not just Lashon Hara, but she was rejecting the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu. Halo Gambanu, Dibur Hashem. He spoke to all of us. But doesn't the Rambam write that's one of the Yigimel Ikarim, that a person has to believe that Moshe is unique? And a person who rejects one of the Rambam's Yigimel Ikarim, doesn't the Rambam tell us such a person's really not Bikoresh, such a person's a Kofer, such a person's a heretic? So ask Rav Chanan the following question. I don't understand. If I know that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy is unique, because Baruch Hu told us in this week's Parsha, Pe'el Pe'adaber Bo, it's going to be more direct. It's Lo B'chalom, it's not going to be through a dream. It's a much more powerful experience. Moshe Rabbeinu's unique Akedah Kach Meshech Chachma writes, he loses Bechira to be somewhat like a Malach. So even if it's possible that early on, he didn't have this high Madrega, that when he saw the Sneh, he wasn't yet entirely there. By Matan Torah, it seems like Moshe was really there. So how could it be that Miriam's only critiqued for Lashon Hara? L'chora, it's also a question of a lack of it's Kfira, what she said. Says Rav Chanan, that when did it become an Iker and Emuna? At what stage did it become an Iker and Emuna to treat Moshe as if he's unique? Dafka, the end of this week's Parsha. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's response to what Miriam said, which is what ultimately transforms it. Miriam. That's when it happens. When Miriam says it, it was not yet an Iker. It was true that Moshe was unique. He had already attained a certain status, but it wasn't yet an Iker and Emuna. Lav Dafka, everyone even knew it. What makes it really that powerful, it was Lo Noda Adayin HaIker HaZeh. It's Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu's response when he says, no, this is different. This is unique. Moshe Rabbeinu is Pe'el Dabrebo, a different kind of person, that's when it really does become much more of an Iker. What we saw tonight is as follows. In the end of this week's parsha, we have an important give and take. Miriam and Aaron are talking about how, Halo Gambanu, what's the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? Because Baruch Hu responds, articulating two at least of the elements of what makes Moshe unique. We point out that for the Rambam, there's really four elements of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu that separate Moshe from other Nevi'im. We point out that for the Meshech Chachma, Moshe also loses an element of his Bechira. There are other chilukim between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and some others, but we start to highlight at least a bunch of them. We asked the question, at what point did Moshe attain this level? And we were mechalek between when Moshe initially was able to be at this Madrega, maybe not at the Sneh, but for the Sfarno and Matan Torah. For the Ramban, it seems even earlier. But at what point does it become an ikar? That is something which appears to be more unique. Dafka in this week's parsha, says Rav Elchanan, that is the response that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Miriam. That's why her sin, the Rambam describes, as being one that was a chet of lashon hara, not one of kfira. But says Rav Elchanan, if someone would articulate the same things that Miriam and Aaron articulated, post Kadosh Baruch Hu's response, so that would be a violation of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. Thank you and have a wonderful